News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Hi, Anton. Yeah, so still standing here now in the middle of the M7 motorway. It's just in the Ballysimon area by exit 29. And both sides of the motorway are still blocked up with around 30 tractors, trucks, vans. As I read the signs here now on the trucks, they say, save Ireland, get rid of carbon tax, fuel crisis. Just in the past few minutes, more tractors tried to enter down onto the motorway by the slip road, but they were stopped by Gardaí. They were there for a few minutes trying to explain to Gardaí that they wanted to get down, but they were moved on and directed towards Limerick City Centre. I've been told another tractor is already in the city centre doing a drive slow. And also, I've been told a number of 16 tractors are making their way from Nenagh in Tipperary to this spot. One cattle truck did manage to get down here from entering by another exit. And so these guys say they're not moving. And as I mentioned earlier, Foyne's Port, there's a blockade as well around 40 minutes away. So, yeah, it's all to be seen how this is going to play out in Limerick City as people make their way to work this morning.
Back with you in a while, Josh. We're heading to Jamie O'Hara, who's in Macroom. Jamie.
Anton, good morning. Well, just after getting off the phone with you after 7, I went over to the blockade. It's getting bigger with more trucks and machinery. I spoke to a haulier there, JJ Brown, who said that the lads there have no business working and they're losing money. So he said they're better off parking there, not losing money. He was calling for, again, you know, the diesel to be put back to pre-war prices. He said people would be happy now just in terms of the figure. He said that his truck, it was costing an extra 185 euro a week, and his truck takes 3 fills a week, which he said was like an extra wage. Then he said that there was a lady and a man that I needed to meet that were a few tractors up. He introduced me to Noreen, who has been involved since Tuesday and is at the blockade here in Macroom. But she's in her car, Anton, and she said that the situation has to end. She's actually calling for more people in cars to join protests. And she said that she understands people are annoyed, but said that everyone is being affected.
Text to say, I lost sympathy with Dublin City Centre fuel protest once it continued past a one-day event. As a non-driver, I'm dependent on a coach service from Wicklow if I need to get to the city. That service is bypassing the city now and heading straight for the airport because of these protests. I've had to defer an important appointment in the city today to next week. I feel panicky that this is holding the city to ransom and it will continue to next week and I'll not get to keep that appointment. Jamie, thank you. Jamie O'Hara there in Macroom. Emily Keegan is in Westmead. Emily, are people starting to arrive at the Kinnegad Plaza?
Yeah, so just after I got off the call with you at 7 o'clock, I also went over to try and chat to people. So far, I have two protesters here in Kinnegad, and they weren't giving me much when I was speaking to them now. They seem very discouraged, so it's unclear if they themselves will even take off. They were due to leave around 7:30. The two of them are still sitting here in their trucks. As I said earlier on, the M4 is a two-lane motorway, so it really will only take the two of them. If they still want to go ahead and block it, they'll be very able to do so. But they were saying they were trying to get in touch with other people to see if they could get more down here to try and rally the group and get more of a crowd down. I went into the shop and I asked the people working here what it's been like the past few days. They said Tuesday was a very busy day, not so much yesterday, but they themselves are prepared for more to arrive. So we just have to sit out now and see if that happens.
Well, thank you very much, Emily, there in Westmead. Emily Keegan texts to say, all of these protesters have families to support and their actions are born out of fear and desperation. I don't see a quick fix, but we need to acknowledge these protesters and start a conversation. Another one suggests we start that conversation with the army. I think the government should send in the army to try and stop the spread of this, and it'll trigger the civil war that the majority of Irish citizens want and need. Maggie Chambers is in the Galway Fuel Depot where fuel is being blocked from leaving the fuel. According to Kevin McPartland, 50% of the fuel arriving into Ireland now blocked from getting to stations. Maggie, what's the situation there?
Good morning, Anton. So just in the last minute or two, an AdBlue lorry pulled up. The driver got out to speak to protesters, but he was turned away and has had to drive off again. Now, when I last spoke, there was around 10 protesters here, but a few more are arriving and some are coming back from their vehicles after sleeping, so it's up to about 20. I've also been told a bus from Mayo with about 40 people is set to arrive later this morning. It's a bit of a rotating system, so they are taking turns in standing out to let others go home and sleep. It is important to note protesters are just blocking fuel trucks. They're letting cars and buses through, but just no fuel trucks in or out. Food-wise, since I last spoke, many more people have stopped and handed out bags of sweets, buns, jam buns. They even have a box of cornflakes here. Now they're passing it around. I have even been offered some. There is a full pallet of food that has been dropped off to the protesters. But the disruption to the depot is strong, and it's clear this group intends to remain in place throughout the day and potentially coming days.
Maggie Chambers in Galway. Maggie, thank you very much. More calls for the army. I think it's time we proved our defence forces are actually needed. Deploy them. Move the trucks by force. You can't reward law-breaking. Another one. I agree with the protesters. Carbon tax is too high. The government need to listen to them and talk to them. A lot of people are not represented by the organisations governments choose to talk to. Completely out of touch with ordinary working people.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts. Ronan.